Well, now. Well, now, once again, allow us to express our greetings and gratitude to each of you. And before we begin, we would once again remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again, you will find it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and in that altered state of consciousness to participate in that silent communication or telepathic exchange of information. But again, of course, that choice is yours absolutely. And so, you exist in this vibrational level by choice. You create your reality as a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And once again, you have the human consciousness belief system, a societal belief system, and an individual belief system, all interacting to create the reality that you experience. You have agreed, once again, to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand the methods or the techniques that you utilize to create this reality, to understand even, indeed, that you are the creator of your reality. However, you hold beliefs and belief systems that are validated in your reality. Human consciousness belief systems, the most difficult for you to step outside of. For example, you will believe that it's necessary for you to consume or to utilize oxygen in order to sustain your existence in your conscious state in this vibrational level. And while you do have the capacity to attempt to interrupt or to limit that capacity or that intake of oxygen, nonetheless, as you limit that intake, you have certain consequences that validate that it's not possible for you to exist in this vibrational level, in this awakened consciousness state, without the utilization and consuming of oxygen. It's a human consciousness belief system, and there are many more human consciousness belief systems that are very difficult for you to step outside of, and time and space, once again, being one of the most difficult for you to step outside of. And then you have your human consciousness, or rather, then you have your societal belief systems. And each of you are familiar with societal belief systems. A combination of beliefs that are held by a society. And it can be quite varying as to what those beliefs and belief systems are. But nonetheless, you are all quite aware of various societal belief systems that exist and are quite different from societal belief systems throughout your particular earth system. And then you have the individual belief systems. Perhaps the easiest for you to alter, should you choose to believe that you even have the capacity to alter your beliefs and belief systems and to consequently alter your reality. However, those individual belief systems as well are in conjunction with societal belief systems and human consciousness belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. And when those individual belief systems are held by more individuals, then the potential for a particular reality to be experienced is greatly enhanced, absolutely. When there are enough entities who hold a particular belief or belief system, it becomes a societal belief system. very difficult for you to alter. And there are all variations between your individual and societal belief systems, where you have small groups of individuals, for example, not necessarily what you might refer to as a societal, but nonetheless, individuals who hold similar beliefs and consequently enhance the potential for those individuals to experience a validation of those beliefs that they hold in their awakened consciousness state. For example, you are all quite familiar with your so-called sporting events, where you will have two opposing fractions or individuals, teams as you refer to them, that are in a competition. If that competition is being held in what you refer to as a very desirable state, what you refer to as the home experience, then depending upon the attitude of those individuals, depending upon what they believe, has a huge impact on the potential results of that sporting activity. Absolutely. And each individual that's involved agrees to participate. And so you have individuals on one of your so-called teams who either does or does not believe that they have the capacity to be victorious in that particular event. And if that particular belief or belief system is held by the so-called spectators or the crowd that is witnessing that event, depending on whether or not they're all in agreement, greatly enhances the potential outcome of that activity. And all agree, even the individuals who are on either the winning side or the losing side of a particular activity, all agree. And many times it's a validation of their belief or belief system as to what they are capable of achieving. And the more individuals, once again, that hold the particular belief, be it what you might refer to as positive or negative, is immaterial, the more individuals who hold that belief, the more you enhance the potential possibility of that being an experience. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems combined. And so you have these societal belief systems where you have the majority of individuals holding a very similar belief. Then the possibility of having that experience in their day-to-day activities in that particular society is greatly enhanced. Absolutely. And what individuals hold in their awakened consciousness state influences that reality, influences that societal belief system. And the more individuals who hold a similar belief or belief system, once again, the more you enhance the possibility of experiencing that reality. You see, it becomes very difficult to give you accurate examples because you believe, first of all, in this concept of time and space. You believe that there is this passage of evolution every time that you go through, and you set all types of particular signposts that you must pass as you progress along this belief in time and space, which doesn't really exist. It becomes very difficult for you to grasp the concept that you constantly alter your reality as you alter your beliefs and belief systems based upon your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire to experience, your beliefs and your attitudes, as you change those beliefs and attitudes, once again, based upon your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings, you change your reality. You alter the reality that you experience. It's an illusion It's not real. It's an illusion, and you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. Individuals who claim that they can predict your future are suggesting that you don't have the opportunity to alter your future. They're suggesting that it's beyond your capacity to change what is so-called existing in your so-called future. It's not that way at all. Now, based upon the current beliefs that individuals are holding, there is the potential that you may experience a certain reality in your future based upon those beliefs, but you're assuming that every individual that's holding that belief will continue to hold that belief. And so when someone is suggesting that they can predict your future, it's based upon the current belief or belief system. And if individuals change their beliefs and belief systems based upon their choices and decisions, based upon their attitudes, based upon their experiences and their feelings and their emotions, then they alter their future. The irony of it is, it's an illusion. You alter your past as readily as your future. It's an illusion. It is the most illusionary reality that you can exist in. And yet you go to great lengths, you expel tremendous amounts of energy to make it appear like it's real. And you put in place these concepts of fear. You put in place these concepts that it's beyond your control, because it makes it more real, because it intensifies the emotions and feelings. It's an illusion. It's the most illusionary reality that you will experience. And once again, you expel tremendous amounts of energy in order to sustain the illusion and make it appear that it's not within your capacity to control it, while you control it nonetheless. So to predict your future becomes impossible, because it's based upon beliefs and belief systems. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. You don't have a so-called future other than based upon your belief in time and space. You alter your past as readily as you alter your future. You exist in a multitude of lifetimes in the same time and same space. And you alter all of them readily, easily, as you alter the one that you exist in your awakened consciousness state. You alter the physical activities within your physical being, based upon what it is that you desire, based upon the thoughts and feelings that you hold, based upon your choices and decisions. What do you believe? If you believe that it's possible for you to experience some type of illness that's beyond your capacity to control, then you can have that. Not only can have it, but will have it. Absolutely. However, if you can accept the responsibility for the creation of that in the first place, then that's the first step to be able to control and to alter what you might in your awakened consciousness state view as a negative reality. Because you see, once again, at that level from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment as to whether it's desirable or less than desirable, good or bad. That's an awake consciousness concept and belief and a judgment, if you wish, that you pass upon what it is that you're experiencing. When you can accept that you create that from a position of absolute joy, when you can accept the full responsibility for the reality that you experience, then you begin to accept and as well believe that you have the capacity to alter that reality. Not only can, but do. That's the irony. This is not something that you have to learn to do. It's something that you need to become aware of that you're already doing. There's a huge difference there between learning how to do something versus becoming aware that you're already doing it and that you have the capacity to alter. And so when you begin to understand, when you begin to accept the full responsibility for what it is that you're experiencing, when you begin to accept that you created that from a position of absolute unconditional love, then it becomes possible from that same position to alter it or to enhance it and perpetuate it, whichever one you want, it's regardless. It's an alteration of the reality that you experience based upon your beliefs and belief systems. And when you, as a society, begin to hold those common beliefs and belief systems, you greatly enhance the potential to experience that reality. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. And to suggest that it's possible to predict what you're about to experience is to suggest that you don't have free will, is to suggest that it's not possible for you to alter your reality by altering your beliefs and belief systems. And it's just not that way. You constantly alter your reality. You constantly alter your past as readily as your future. You constantly influence other realities that you experience in your so-called other incarnational periods, and consequently in those other incarnational periods influence the reality that you experience in this incarnational period at some level of your consciousness, at that level from which you create the reality, and at which you go to great lengths to hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are, and of how you create this reality, this illusionary reality that only seems real in your awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees in your other levels of consciousness. It's not real. It's an illusion. We're not suggesting that you should give up the illusion. We're not suggesting that it's not significant. Absolutely not. It gives you that opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are in absolute control. It's why you exist in this reality. It's why you choose to continue to exist in this vibrational level. So we cannot predict your future. We can give you suggestions based upon your current beliefs and belief systems, but that changes. Changes rather consistently. We have suggested, for example, and so far, your human consciousness in particular societal belief systems have continued to follow the beliefs and belief systems that your so-called future generations would be what we would refer to as your indigo children, those children who are entering into your existence, if you would, into this particular incarnational period that in your belief in time and space exists within this new age and new energy. And those individuals, those new entries, these new children, if you wish, are bringing with them at some level of their consciousness the understanding that they create their reality. And so they display all types of creation processes that many of your so-called adult individuals who have existed before your belief in this alteration of the time and alteration of the energy that you create this reality, this new age and new energy, have difficulty understanding that it's possible for you to control your reality consciously. However, these new children, these so-called indigo children, bring with them that understanding that they can create their reality. They can have what they wish. They many times have difficulty understanding the process, but nonetheless hold the belief that they can create their reality, whatever it is that they want. If they set their mind to it and hold it in their conscious state, they can create it and have it. We are also suggesting that should you continue with the current beliefs and belief systems that is being held not only by this societal belief system that the majority of the individuals who would participate in our interactions are familiar with, but other societies as well who are not familiar with your so-called societal belief systems are holding the belief that these next generation will be what we refer to as the peacemakers. Individuals who will enter into your incarnational period, bringing with them not only the understanding that they can create their reality, but the understanding consciously that they create it from a position of absolute unconditional love. And consequently, you can enter into what you might refer to as the peace generation, the peacemakers. The ones who will bring peace to your so-called existence in this world system. And with that opportunity as well, based upon your current beliefs and belief systems, comes not only the bringing of peaceful interactions, but as well, rather than the conflict that is now currently occurring, that particular energy is directed in other areas to solve other problems that your so-called society is creating and experiencing, your society and your human consciousness belief system. More and more of your society is beginning to hold the belief at some level that you are going through, for example, various changes in your atmospheric conditions. You hold those beliefs, and those beliefs are shared among individuals. And the more individuals who share the belief, once again, the more you enhance the potential to have that experience. And so even if those individuals who don't, particularly in their awakened consciousness state, would suggest that, yes, that's what's occurring, at some level of their consciousness, they agree to participate. At some level of their consciousness, they begin to hold the expectation that you will experience these rather severe atmospheric conditions. So whether they hold the same beliefs as others, they share enough similar beliefs to make that particular belief system more of a possibility. And they turn it from a possibility into a probability, and you experience it. It's not right or wrong, it's a choice. It's a choice each of you make. And once again, well, it's impossible to predict your future based upon current beliefs and belief systems that you have held in what you, in your so-called belief in time and space, you have held for the majority of this past generation, is that your future generations will be, once again, what we refer to as the peacemakers, the ones who will understand consciously of the awareness that you create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Hi, Josiah. This is Patrick. I have a question for you. I understand we are one, and I wish to believe that I am in control. I wish to believe I can experience a life filled with joy and great abundance. But what agreements did I make prior to this incarnation? I have heard from other channels that our Earth is splitting into two timelines, one focused on service to self and another focused on service to others. The electromagnetic veil that you talk about makes it hard to know what I agreed to facilitate in this incarnation, but I've heard we're receiving light codes. Existing structures of government and monetary systems will change. There will be a movement to self-sovereignty. I don't know if this is something that I agreed to in my pre-incarnation. And so, you know, I don't know, should I focus more on bringing about the changes to the world that will bring about a healthier environment, removal of conflict and war, more love into the world, or should I not try to focus on everyone's experience and focus more on my experience? Should I focus on where I would like to live and would I like to move to a sunnier environment and a nicer place that I could enjoy more with my family? What thoughts do you have to say about this difference of what I agreed to prior to this incarnation versus the changes that are going on that I may have agreed, what I prefer personally versus that?
When you, and again, we use your belief in time and space. We utilize this belief that you somehow go through this particular lifetime and then you die, you enter into what we refer to as between incarnational state, and in that state you put in place many times choices and decisions and beliefs and belief systems for the opportunity to experience certain realities in the so-called next lifetime. And at that, in that particular level of your consciousness, in what once again we refer to as the between incarnational state, you as well interact with other individuals at that level of consciousness and agree to participate, to agree to become involved in various family activities, if you wish, or connections, various individuals, where it is that you're going to exist in your earth systems. And so you put in place those choices as you choose this so-called this next incarnational period. And once again, we're utilizing your belief in time and space to attempt to give an explanation. And while it's not truly accurate, nonetheless, it becomes difficult to give you a truly accurate explanation. However, you as well, at that level of your consciousness, put in place various beliefs and belief systems for opportunities to experience certain realities in a particular incarnational period. And those beliefs and belief systems are stored within your DNA. At one time, before your so-called scientists began to understand this concept of DNA, and when they did come up with the concept, and by the way, DNA is a concept based upon beliefs and belief systems that you choose to put in place. It's your creation, absolutely. But nonetheless, it's one that you agree to as a society to put in place this belief in DNA. And so as you hold that belief stored within that DNA with what your scientists once thought was simply wasted DNA or DNA that was sort of left over, if you would, from your so-called evolutionary process, stored within that DNA are those choices and decisions that you put in place for the potential opportunities to have experiences in a particular incarnational period. And so you have stored within you many, many particular possibilities, if you wish, for experiences, be they health issues, be they certain interactions with other entities, whatever you store the potential to have those particular realities within your DNA. And then you, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon what it is that you believe, you alter the energy that surrounds that DNA. You alter the energy and you take that portion of the DNA that it was once looked upon as being simply a possibility of a particular occurrence, an experience for you to have in a incarnational period, and you take that particular aspect of your DNA and you turn it from a possibility into a probability. And you turn it into a probability and you experience it. Whether it's many times what you refer to as some type of a fatal disease that you wish you didn't occur or didn't experience. You see, you also have the option to alter the energy that surrounds that DNA and take what was once a probability and turn it into a possibility, and you don't experience it in your awakened consciousness state. It sits there as a possibility, but the probability of you experiencing it is very, very narrow, very shallow. And so you put in place those beliefs and belief systems many times in that level of your consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state. And once again, we utilize your belief in time and space in order to give some type of an example for you to grasp that concept. However, when you are in this particular incarnational period, when you are in your awakened consciousness state, and once again, particularly in this new age and new energy, you create the reality by what it is many times that you hold in your awakened consciousness state. Individuals go to all types of explanations for various activities that are occurring in your earth system. And the more individuals who hold that belief as a possibility in their awakened consciousness state enhance the possibility of that occurring. Absolutely, regardless of what it is, when you're talking about various timelines, it's immaterial. It's based upon what you hold in your awakened consciousness state. Be aware of what it is that you hold in your awakened consciousness state, because it influences your reality. When you begin to look to other individuals, as you look to us for the answers, we would suggest that you cannot find that answer by looking to other individuals. You won't find it written in a book. You won't find it by listening to channeling such as what we're attempting to explain to you. The best advice that we can give to each of you is to grasp the concept that you create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. And if you wish to gain more insight into this reality, go with inside. Learn to go with inside, to put aside all of the distractions and to go with inside. Learn to meditate and go to that point where you get a glimpse of who and what you truly are. You get a glimpse of that spark of consciousness of unconditional love, and you will be overwhelmed by the experience. But as well, you will understand that it's an experience that defies explanation. It's an experience, it's a feeling, it's an emotion that defies an explanation. And so, individuals can attempt to give all types of predictions about your future. It's only based upon what the individuals in a particular society or a group of individuals are holding as a belief system. It's an illusion. If you want that, you could have it, but it's not necessary. Absolutely not. You're going through now, as each of you are experiencing, alterations once again in your atmospheric levels. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. That's your choice. You don't have to experience that, but you can have it. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And when you once again learn to go with inside, seek the answers with inside, not by, once again, listening to individuals like us, or by searching for, by reading in a book, or by taking various classes, or by various types of instructions on how to exist. Go with inside. The answers you seek are with inside each of you. Go with inside. Go with inside with the intent of touching that spark of consciousness that you are. You need to understand that when you go with inside, when we suggest going with inside, we're suggesting you alter your consciousness. Learn to put aside your awakened consciousness state and become aware of your subconsciousness. As you do that, you continuously, even in that altered state of consciousness, continue to perpetuate and to create these illusionary realities. So you alter your consciousness. You get into that altered state of consciousness, and you begin to have an experience. And it's a very joyous experience, maybe of what you refer to as a past lifetime or an alternate lifetime that you experience. And it can be quite real. We're not suggesting it's not real. Absolutely not. Many times as real, if not more real, than the realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. But you create it. Set it aside. If you can learn to set aside those distractions that you are creating, that you are putting in place, learn to put that aside and to go deeper with the intent of connecting with that spark of consciousness. When you make that connection, you will not need someone to tell you that you've made the connection. You will understand. You will absolutely understand that it's a type of experience that defies explanation. It's an understanding of the limitlessness of who and what you truly are. Therein lies the answers to the questions that each of you seek. Go with inside. Do not seek it from another individual. Do not ask another individual's belief or belief system to be validation for what it is that you are and that you experience. Go with inside. The answers you seek are within inside each of you. You have but to believe, you have but to have the intent, you have but to put aside the distractions and learn to go into that deep meditative state where you exist outside of this vibrational level and get a glimpse of who and what you truly are. What do you believe? Does that answer your question?
I think so. Thank you. Could you give any additional information question on how to go deeply inside. What is the most effective means of meditating deeply? Is it focus on breath and to be in a quiet, dark place where I focus on breath?
And the irony of it is, once again, what works for you? What works for each individual? You see, we have suggested that many people have methods or techniques that they utilize, and they suggest that that's the best method or that's the best technique. It's the best for them because they believe that it will work. You see, the method or the technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or the technique. And so experiment. What works for you? What gives you that opportunity? We would suggest, however, once again, that even in that altered state of consciousness, you create distractions. Find a way to put away the distraction. Concentrate on your breath if necessary. Concentrate on your heartbeat. Concentrate on the possibility of thoughts that you experience between heartbreak. Then when you can reach that point, when you can experience particular realities between your heartbeats and the sound of your heart beating, then you are very near stepping into that area that's outside of this so-called environmental area, this conscious spot. What do you believe? And so, whatever technique would work for you is the technique that you should try. And it's very difficult to give someone a suggestion and say that that's the technique. We simply say, learn to alter your consciousness. Put aside these particular realities that you're subjected to. Many individuals like to utilize, for example, other suggestions when they're meditating. And we're not suggesting that that's not a very valid way for you to set aside your consciousness state to have various experiences. But understand that when you're listening to someone else directing what it is that you're experiencing, that's not your experience. That's someone else's giving you examples of what it is that you should experience. What do you believe? Learn to go with inside. Learn to set aside the distractions, including the music or the suggestions from another individual. Set aside and go deeper and deeper. And you believe in the concept of time and space, and so practice becomes a very, not necessary, but a very desirable activity for you to be involved in. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Well, now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you. And before we leave, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you are but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.